This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is.
I'm your host, Dave Nelson, and welcome to the Vinyl Garage. Come along as we explore the lesser-heard world of rock and roll, beginning with its roots in the blues of the 30s, through the R&B of the 50s, to the releases of today that still respect the music from which it came. All the while touching on the history, collectability, and significance of each piece of vinyl. We're about to expand your musical comfort zone, one record at a time.
Stay out.
The last day on Earth was Friday, March 5th, for the Cuyahoga Messiah, Michael Stanley G., the voice we could always count on at the other end of the radio signal, whether he was singing or introducing the next track. He was the name on the records and tapes we look forward to hearing for the first time, and the name we proudly exclaimed when we spoke of home and Cleveland rock and roll. The name we wish the rest of the world felt as we do. Those of us who came of age with his music coming out of our Jensen 6x9s can be thankful that we knew him, although never meeting him. Knowing we shared this time, this town, and his pride in where he and we came from. A product of Rocky River High School and the band The Scepters, graduating literally to Hiram College and the Establishments and the Tree Stumps. The latter morphing into Stanley's first piece of vinyl, but not before changing their name to The Silk. Silk started life as The Tree Stumps when they caught the ear of future Eagles producer and A&R man for ABC Records at the time, Bill Simczyk. Bill also signed the James Gang and would champion Stanley throughout his career. An album recorded at the Hit Factory in New York City resulted, titled Smooth as Raw Silk. ABC did next to nothing to promote Silk, not even selecting a single for release, although a few cuts were worthy of the honor. No wonder the record just barely debuted at just north of 200 at 191. A couple of tracks that could have been 45 fodder were Schizo Blues, a song written by the band, along with Simczyk, and the title cut. There would be no more Silk Records. The band soon folded.
I told you what. head. Magic eyes were staring as I looked up from my bed. Wild seeds that she had sown landed on the ground. A million years had passed away before I came around.
With Silk in the rear view, Simsek and Stanley headed for Colorado and Tumbleweed Records, a label the former, along with a group of investors, owned. Tumbleweed burned through the investment cash in record time, lasting just over a year, releasing only 9 LPs. Stanley's album netted 2 singles and a couple of tracks, soon to be MSB concert staples. The singles Rosewood Bitters and Rock and Roll Man failed to chart high enough to make any difference. The LP featured Joe Walsh, Joe Fatale, Rick Derringer, and Todd Rundgren.
Someone by my side. And Lord, there's something about a sad song that helps to ease the pain. Here I am, Lord, just singing up a storm. Going down today, just can't take it in. Too much running round today, can't tell you where I've been. And it seems just like singing is the only thing to do, only thing to help me pass the time. Songs are just like ladies, can't forget them when you do, but they're always on your mind. And the rosewood bitters help me meet the sunshine in the morning.
help me through the night when I feel blue.
Thank you. second and last, well, at least until 1996, solo LP, the A-list got bigger. Friends and Legends, now released on MCA proper, featured, along with everyone from the first LP except Rundgren, David Sanborn on sax, Dan Fogelberg, Richie Furay, and ex-Barnstorm bassist Kenny Passarelli. Another good album, as good or better than any number of LPs from a singer-songwriter of the time. So what gives? Why no traction? Well, according to Deanna Adams in her book Rock and Roll and the Cleveland Connection, Friends and Legends was one of three releases for MCA that day. The other two? Elton John's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road and The Who's Quadrophenia. They had no time for a singer from Cleveland or any financial reason to find time. They knew they would rake it in thanks to the other two. Mr. G was left at the altar. Despite the abysmal choice for a single, Yours for a Song, Stanley scored a headliner on Don Kirshner's rock concert with little to no success in getting his name out there with Barnstorm. It really wouldn't have mattered. They couldn't have toured with him anyway. They were obligated to Walsh. This was the impetus for a band of his own. The opener, Among My Friends Again, an incredible Beatle cover, Help, or Let's Get the Show on the Road, the latter soon to be a Michael Stanley Band concert favorite, would have been a better choice for single. But what do I know? Here's the first two. You're listening to a special Vinyl Garage. Thank you.
reasons mentioned earlier, it was now time for a full-time band, and apparently another record label, this time Epic. Michael tapped into Cleveland rock royalty, choosing Glass Harp alum Daniel Pecchio, ex-circus Tommy Dobek, and former Snake Eyes guitarist Jonah Coslin, becoming the nucleus of the Michael Stanley Band, or more affectionately, MSB. Their first of three LPs for Epic was 1975's You Break It, You Bought It. Epic actually put some promotional effort into it this time, releasing two singles, the first of which, the lead-off, I'm Gonna Love You. Once again, selling well locally, but pretty much nowhere else. Although it did manage to squeak just inside the top 200. Epic was encouraged by the charting of the previous LP, so optimism was high as the second Epic album, Lady's Choice, was released in 1976, choosing the title cut for the lone single release. Unfortunately, it didn't chart, but it did give us the local classics of the title cut, Strike Up the Band, Calcutta Auction, and One Good Reason, the latter featuring David Sanborn on sax. Here's those last two.
So.
Epic wasn't into charity. They were making, except for the Cleveland market, no return on their investment in MSB. So when the second LP failed the chart, make them any money, the future of the band on the label was in jeopardy. It was suggested that Epic A&R man Steve Popovich see them play live, hoping to change their mind and give them another chance. Liking what he saw, a live LP was planned. That record was Stage Pass. Recorded at the Cleveland Agora on October 22nd through the 24th by Agency Recording Studios, the subsequent double gatefold LP, you may be surprised to know, only tied Friends and Legends as the lowest charting Michael Stanley project at number 207 nationally. Locally was another story, but that didn't stop Epic from dropping MSB from the label. But I didn't know anyone who didn't have this record. The vast majority of the 300,000 sold were local. You couldn't turn on the radio in 1977 without hearing Stage Pass. Here's the opening cut, Midwest Midnight, and strike up the band, MSB at their finest.
Midwest Midnight. sleeve. Well, if only I'd known from the start, such a sensitive toy for a suburban boy. Believe me, with suffering for art. And if something went wrong and he watched as the songs met a slow death, the silence pours. He was taken to task by some critical who asked, do you write words or lyrics first? I hear him calling. Boy, you should be grateful to get your foot inside the door. You know there's thousands out there who would take your bed. The attitude of your mouth, son, will ignite some due respect. Well, you bang the hand that feeds you, even if you're never there. Now, chasing the fame keeps them all in the game, but money's still the way they keep score. And nobody told you that you would get old, strung out like some avenue whore. How wait and release, getting shot through the grease. Some L.A. Madonna's blind, and New York's calling just to see if you heard about the great English band they just.
Another perfectly good hour of your life spent listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your good taste. Questions, comments, your undying admiration, or total contempt. can be directed at Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show or vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next time, I'm Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening. Join the garage the next 2 weeks as we mourn the passing of Michael Stanley, all the while celebrating the music he left us.
Great to have next week. I was going to continue to know what I was saying. All right, this is my officer of human machine or something.